United Way is a fundraising organization for our partner agencies and is a convener, collaborator, working with communities across the region to identify issues, to identify concerns, and to try to work on collaborative solutions using the resources that are already readily available in the region. So, for instance, the Ministerial Alliance in Juneau realized that many of their groups were all competing for a limited resource for food, and perhaps we're all trying to serve the same narrow clientele, and through a series of conversations realized that there were ways for each of them to continue to have a food ministry, but were able to broaden their focus and to do things like summer programs for kids who perhaps aren't getting a hot meal during the day. So, during the school year, kids are getting a hot breakfast, but evidently from May to September, they're not hungry at breakfast time.
What would you say the state of need is in Southeast in terms of whether it's children and food or other support that families need in the region? How are things looking these days?
Well, I think that as a region, if you look at the numbers and things, a region-wide perspective, things look okay. But when you drill down to each individual community, the need grows in proportion to the lack of services, to the lack of resources. So when you look at the big pie, it doesn't look too bad. When you look at the individual communities, there's lots of issues and lots of need, and so we're trying to figure out ways to drill down to that. And I was down here in Petersburg in March and met with the business community, and there was a warm reception and interest in the campaign. So we're here to try to follow up on that and introduce people. REACH is one of our partner agencies, Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, the Dolly Parton Imagination Library Project, are all things that United Way is involved in and supports.
Tell me about REACH.
REACH is a nonprofit agency. We have offices in Juneau and Haines and Petersburg. Petersburg, for a long time, only offered infant learning program services, which are services from children from birth to three who have developmental delays and disabilities. And a lot of kids, the majority, in fact, who receive those early intervention services go on to school not needing any additional services and supports. The early interventionists help them catch up developmentally with their peers. But other folks are going to need long-term services and supports throughout their lifetime. And about 3 years ago, the Governor's Council on Disabilities and Special Education came here and did a community forum. And I was talking to a council member, and he said that about 50 people came. And one of the things that they were concerned about was the lack of services and supports after age three. And so several different agencies in the Southeast community talked about who might be a good agency to provide services here in Petersburg. And I think because REACH was already providing the infant learning program services, it made sense for REACH to start doing that. So Megan was hired as the Family Services Coordinator, and she can tell you a little bit about what she does.
Sure. What I do is help people who have a child, whether it's a young child or an adult child with a disability, get connected with support services. So that might look like helping them get hooked up with a Medicaid if they don't have insurance, or it might look like helping them get connected with one-on-one support services to learn living skills. It might look like just helping with some grant funds to support unmet needs. So those are the types of things that we're doing for really people of all ages from birth to their elderly years in receiving support services when you have a disability.
The most recent service that we added is supported employment, and basically that's a program that helps people with disabilities get and keep jobs. So the job coach works with businesses to identify assessment sites for people to get an idea of what their skills and abilities and interests are. Sometimes those assessments lead directly to a job offer for the individual. In other cases, it's a matter of just sort of getting a better sense of what they're good at and what they really like to then go on to find a job later. We've helped one person write a business plan to start his own small business. So a variety of different things. That position, the job coach position, is currently unfilled. So we are recruiting for a new job coach. I think it's a really fun job. Helping people figure out what they're interested in terms of employment, working with employers and providing the support to help them get the job and keep the job over time.